God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to Matthew 17, then we're going to Luke 9, and then Mark 9. If you want to find those three places, Matthew 17 is where we'll start. Then we'll go from there to Luke 9, and then Mark 9. If you didn't get them all, don't be concerned, they'll come up again. Matthew 17 is where we're going to start. Everybody happy tonight?
Yes.
Good. In these Friday evening sessions, we've been speaking and ministering on the subject of receiving and ministering healing. So we've been talking very strongly about healing, and we are fully persuaded that it's God's will to heal today, and it is His will to heal all, just like it's His will to save all. And don't underestimate the importance of this one statement that we just made. If people don't believe it's God's will to heal all, then they're not on solid ground to have faith for them to be healed. If you believe God heals some, it's His will to heal some, and some it's not His will, then how do you know that you're one of the ones it's His will to be healed? I mean, almost every person that believes that it's not God's will to heal all, you come right back behind it, and they'll say, well, I guess maybe it wasn't His will for me to be healed either. I was one of the unlucky ones, they say. Well, how are we going to find out the will of God? You know, do we look for people to tell us what they think? Do we look to experience to tell us the will of God? Lack of experience to reveal the will? Or is there only one safe and solid source to find the will of God? Does the Word of God reveal the will of God? And Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Amen? So everything we see Jesus doing and saying, is that not the express revelation of the will of God?
Yes.
For all people.
Yes,
for all time.
Amen.
Then let's stay with Him.
Yeah.
If He did it, it's the will of God.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
If it was the will of God then, it's the will of God now.
Yeah.
Right? Because He doesn't change.
Amen.
If it was the will of God for them, it's the will of God for us. Amen. Now you may think, well, Brother Keith, you sound like a broken record. You just keep saying the same. Well, get used to it, because I'm going to keep on. Because I know by experience what works and what does not. And I know a lot of people that presume that they know this. It's just mental assent. And just knowing something in your head is not what gets the job done. You don't believe God with your head. You don't believe God with your intellect. You don't believe God with your mentality. Romans 10 says, for with the heart, man believes. That's not talking about your blood pump. You can't believe God with your physical blood pump heart any more than you can believe God with a kidney. Or believe God with your liver. No, the heart is talking about the inner man. I mean, we cut open a watermelon, and that's the first thing I do is eat the heart. My mentality is eat the best, leave the rest.
Hallelujah.
We say, well, you're wasting that water. Hey, there are more watermelons rot in the field than all humanity could eat, multiplied 100 times over. There's more bananas fall off the trees in the jungles and rot than all the monkeys times 1,000 would ever eat. Why do you say that? Because the devil has propagated this lie of lack. Everything's running short. Everything's running out. We don't have enough resources on this planet to sustain us. That's one of the biggest lies you have ever heard. Amen. How many understand God is not foolish? Amen. He didn't create this planet and then all the, you know, generations of people, and he goes, wow, I should have made that thing a little bigger. You know, I should have put some more wealth in there. Whew, I didn't know they're going to eat that much. I didn't know they were going to burn that much gas. I should have put a little more oil in there. No. No. Are you kidding me? No. No. People squander resources. People don't know how to use resources. And people lie to manipulate markets. But there is no lack of good things. And there's enough wealth in this planet for every human being to be a multimillionaire. Every child. There's plenty of wealth. There's plenty of food. It's such a tragedy that people starve to death. And there's so much food in this earth. It's such a tragedy. You got some evil dictators that'll let hundreds of thousands and millions of tons of grain sit in the docks and rot while their people starve to death a few miles away. Now that's the devil. But it's not God not providing for his people. The provision is here. How many believe that? You know, they tell us there's a lot more $100 bills than there are ones. Well, see, that's the problem. People are going after the ones. You go after the hundreds and the thousands. Amen. Matthew 17, are you there? We've been studying the individual cases of healing in Jesus' ministry and seeing how people received healing and seeing how Jesus ministered healing to them, because it works exactly the same today. And we've looked at, what is it, about 12 of these already? And we have seen how many times that the Lord has emphasized faith. Faith, 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 faith. He said it again and again and again. And the last two, we saw how important the environment around people is. The last two we studied in Mark 7 and Mark 8, Jesus took the people not just away from their immediate surroundings, took them out of the town in order to get them healed. And we talked about how that people's environment is such a fact. Why did he do that? Because to get them away from the unbelief. Get them out of the doubt. Everybody say, out of the doubt.
Out of the doubt.
And into the faith.
Into the faith.
It does make a difference. If it affected Jesus' ministry, if doubt and unbelief kept him in his own hometown from doing many mighty works, Mark 6, 5 and 6 says. If it prevented him from just ministering healing to those people right there on the spot, he had to get them out of that area to get them healed. Then certainly it's going to affect any ministry of Jesus today in the earth. Right? And so you want to be around faith, don't you? Not around doubt. Amen. And especially if you're under attack and you're in a situation where, especially it's life and death, you can't afford to be around naysayers and doubt talkers all the time. You don't need somebody asking you 150 times a day, how do you feel? You don't need that. You're doing your best not to focus on how you feel. You need somebody to help you. And when I say need, it's a requirement. You need somebody to help you and tell you what the word says. And look at you, look like you're about to fall over, but they look at you and say, we're going to live and not die. Amen. The word is working mightily in you. I'm agreeing with you. Amen. Healing is ours. Jesus took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. And by his stripes we were healed. But if somebody says, yeah, but you just never know. I mean, maybe God's working something out in your life. And maybe it's just not his will for you to be. That destroys faith. Did you hear me? If you listen to that kind of thing and you believe that kind of thing, you will have no faith to be healed. That's just the way it is. So we've been feeding our faith. How many understand this is helping us? This is setting us up for days to come. This is setting us up for weeks to come. How many believe God could keep a whole church healthy?
Amen.
Could He do it?
Yes.
Yes, He can. I mean, in the Old Testament, He kept, it was, hundreds of thousands of soldiers, and then plus the women and children and the older people, 2 or 3 million people, and He says He brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person. Among all their tribes, among millions of people. Well, He could sure do it in a New Testament church.
Amen.
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 Name of Jesus authorized.
Amen.
Blood bought and washed.
Amen.
Holy Ghost filled, empowered.
Amen.
New Testament church.
Amen.
If He could do that under the Old Testament, surely, surely He can do it in the New.
Amen.
If we'll believe it.
Yeah.
But we can't be talking this might not be His will stuff.
Amen.
Hmm? Let's get to the message here. Matthew 17 and 14. Are you there? Matthew 17, 14. When they were come to the multitude, there came to Him a certain man kneeling down to Him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falls into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless. What's the first thing He says? Now let me just stop right here. It'll help you to get the context of this. He has just come down out of the mountain with Peter, James, and John, where He was transfigured. He said, oh, He just came out of the mountain glorified. He heard the voice of the Father. He saw and spoke to Moses and Elijah. Now this is an experience. Huh? I mean, if anybody would have been floating. The glory was on Him so much, He was transfigured. His clothes changed color. Now, I never preached that far. I never got that far into the glory where all my clothes were glittering white. But the reason I'm saying all that is He comes straight down out of the mountain and He meets this man and He gets into this situation and the first thing He starts talking to him about is what? Their faith, or rather their lack of faith. If He was just going to do it because of the glory and power on Him, this would have been a prime time, right? To just take care of it and do it. But no, here He starts talking to them about faith. Faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with the Lunatic Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R905. That's R905. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.